This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The winter session of Parliament will begin today. The session will provide 19 sittings spread over a period of 26 days. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on 26th of November on account of commemoration of the Constitution Day. The main function relating to celebration of Constitution Day will take place at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, where the Constitution was adopted on 26th of November 1949. More from our correspondent.
The winter session of Parliament will continue till 20th of next month. A total of 16 bills are listed in the legislative business, which are likely to be taken up for passage during the session. The bills include Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024, the Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Railways Amendment Bill, the Waqf Amendment Bill, and the Indian Ports Bill 2024. Besides, discussions and voting on supplementary demands for grants for the year 2024-2025 will also be taken up during the session. With Anand Kumar, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of Constituent Assembly. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Mr. Birla hoped that MPs will contribute to the tradition of positive and constructive debates. He appealed to the MPs to establish higher standards of decorum in the Parliament.
हम इसी तरीके से उच्च कोटि की परंपरा स्थापित करें जहां चर्चा और संवाद हो, जहां सहमति असहमति भी हो, विचारों की अभिव्यक्ति भी हो, लेकिन हमारा आचरण संसदीय मर्यादाओं के अनुरूप, हमारा आचरण संसदीय डिबेट चर्चाओं के आचरण की तरह हो।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. For the first time in 130 years, long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA. The Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Years of Cooperatives 2025. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobge, and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, will also attend the conference. Our correspondent reports that the Global Conference is being hosted by the Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited in collaboration with ICN, Government of India and Indian cooperatives Amul and Cribco. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will address the National Convention of All India Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes SCST Railway Employees Association at Anjani Railway Ground in Nagpur, Maharashtra this morning. The National Convention and Annual General Meeting of this organization could not be held for the last 5 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, the association has decided to hold the National Convention this year at Nagpur on a grand scale in the background of Constitution Day, which is on 26th of November. The government will launch a national campaign, Ab Koi Bahana Nahi, in New Delhi today. The campaign calls on public, government and key stakeholders to take actionable steps to eliminate gender-based violence. It is a collaborative effort between the Ministries of Women and Child Development and Rural Development with support from UN Women. At the campaign, a film on Ab Koi Bahana Nahi will be released to showcase the need for accountability from all stakeholders, including each citizen, to pledge against ending gender-based violence. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India views Italy as a key partner, a crucial ally in Europe, and a very influential player in the Mediterranean. Inaugurating the new Chancellery of Indian Embassy in Rome, Dr. Jaishankar said that the frequent interactions at various levels between the two countries are a sign of depth and breadth of their bilateral ties. He said there is a convergence in our worldviews, a synergy in our endeavours in addressing global and regional issues, and a new enthusiasm for developing our bilateral ties. In the mega auction of Indian Premier League 2025 edition, Rishabh Pant and Shreyas Iyer fetched record bids, emerging as costlier players in the history of IPL. On day one of the auctions held at Abadi Al Johar Arena in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia yesterday, Lucknow Supergiants made history by securing wicketkeeper batsman Rishabh Pant for an extraordinary 27 crore rupees, making him the most expensive player in IPL history. In cricket, Team India will aim to clinch the opening test match on fourth day of Border Gavaskar Trophy against Australia at Perth today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.